This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Leah Carson. Leah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Leah, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I've been working with DAM for over 6 years. My first role in the field was with National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I was responsible for application support in the IT department, and I had the opportunity to roll out and manage DAM for the organization. And then 2 years ago, I took the role of Global Digital Content Manager at McCormick. And here I get the opportunity to develop global content strategy, which means frameworks and best practices to promote synergy and consistency between our regional creative operations. And with that, I'm also responsible for our enterprise DAM and global content management strategy for our 30 plus consumer brands and our industrial flavor solutions organization. I am responsible for overseeing governance and roadmap for our assets and embedding that content management best practice into our regions.
Leah, how does a global leader in flavor use digital asset management?
McCormick uses the DAM as a global platform for all of the organization's digital content. So photography, videos, brand guidelines, social content. It's also our historical asset repository. We support the majority of all of our internal teams, as well as our partners and agencies, including joint ventures and distributors. And one of the cool ways that we use it is to better guide our users to the latest content and information, we develop curated landing pages within the tool. In addition, we use our DAM to benchmark and measure digital performance by analyzing KPIs to drive efficiency and effectiveness within our content operations. So for example, this might look like optimizing our operations by shooting a video for one brand and then swapping product stills and simple elements to create content that work for the entire family of brands.
Leah, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
One of the challenges that I've had for myself is that there's no really one blueprint for marketing technology metadata. Since it's such a new field, I find myself always trying to seek out the best practices and evolve our internal metadata to support the search and keep robust and rich information on the content for us to better connect with other tools and workflows within the organization. In addition, some of our various stakeholders obviously use a variety of tools to support their needs. And as you know, and at many others, there's always constant changes in the technology world. On the other hand, success is really seeing those downstream benefits to our pragmatic approach to solving these challenges. So for example, here, one of the things that is so encouraging is when we receive great feedback that we have helped enable sales and marketing by serving up the right content and information at the right time, and that it's made their jobs easier and more efficient in the end.
Leah, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
For those considering the field, it's really a collaborative and fun community. People help each other out and they share their information. So when you get into the field, you can learn from building these relationships and really taking those applied learnings and applying them into your own organization. The other thing that's great about the DAM field is you get to wear many hats. So all in one day, you may be a librarian, you might be designing user interfaces, and you might be training and collaborating with different users and stakeholders. Also, for other professionals in the field, one thing that I recently did was I took a formal change management training, and those methodologies have been really an effective tool for me in assessing my stakeholder engagement, my project management, and my change management, which has enabled me to be more successful in the way that I roll out the various projects.
Great. Well, thanks, Leah.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this talk and want to hear more about the Insight Exchange Network's DAM Practitioners Summit happening in January 2020 in New York City, along with a discount code, links to register, and more details, visit the show notes at anotherdampodcast.com. Thanks again.